This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Well, another bad week in FPL. Is it next season yet? Welcome to Triple Captain.
Ben, how was that? Ben has introduced the podcast. That was good. I'm sorry that my lyrical genius wasn't present yet this week. I just haven't had time to do a poem. I've literally got in from work, had a quick look at my team, and I'm ready to chat FPL. I'm ready to chat double game week and the rest of the season. But you've had a bad week. What's happened with your team?
Nobody started this week. God, so many people didn't start. We are Triple Captain. It's an FPL podcast. He's Luke Jurdy, an actor who's obsessed with FPL. We used to have Rich Wolfenden here, who is a TalkSport commentator, a Radio X presenter, but we've started a bit early.
Yeah.
because me and you have got to rush off. So we've decided between... He's not replied on the WhatsApp group, so we've decided we're starting early. And Rich is going to join us at some point. And I'm Ben, and I'm the producer of this podcast. But yeah, average was 41 this week. I got 42, so it's not terrible. At the same time, I had De Bruyne, captain's armband on him. De Bruyne didn't start. Madison didn't start. Calvert-Lewin wasn't even in the squad for Everton. Antonio, of course, is injured and looks like he will be for the rest of the season. Ruben Dias, I've got him too. Oh, and Smith Rowe, who didn't travel with Arsenal. So those are all the players I've got in my team who didn't start this week. So the fact that I managed to get 42 points was actually not too bad. Thank God for Stuart Dallas smashing a brace past Man City. He's been on it, like he's looked on it for weeks. And we've said on this podcast a number of times, he's been so close. So it was great to see him come off my bench for one of my many players who didn't start. This is how bad it was. He was in my third bench position, Stuart Dallas. And I was like, oh my God, he's not going to come on. Oh, I really hope that Antonio doesn't start. And then I kind of, you know, when you kind of will something, you kind of wish it into existence. And I just must have done that a bit too hard because then nobody started. But anyway, how was your week?
My week was good. Let's just remind everybody, don't make rage transfers. One of your rage transfers was James Maddison, wasn't it?
Yes, and it was during the Villa game, and I'd rage transferred out Jack Grealish, thinking we're rubbish without him, and he's probably not coming back anyway ever.
But you didn't.
Why didn't Maddison? What is going on? I thought Maddison was back. Like he hasn't even now he hasn't got a triangle in FPL app.
Well, Rodgers said at first he was like he's not quite ready. He's not at the level where he should be just yet. Then it's come to light that he breached COVID rules. So it was him. I think Hamza Chowdhury and another Leicester player breached COVID rules, so they weren't in the squad. So a little bit unlucky, perhaps. I think he would have definitely been on the bench if he hadn't breached the COVID rules. But yeah, it basically affected. Obviously, I went through my wild card last week where we did guess the wild card, and so it remained the same apart from there were two changes. So Maddison came out because I've heard the news that he wouldn't be playing, and I brought in Bukayo Saka from Arsenal, which allowed me to take Chris Wood out of my team, and I brought in Richarlison for Everton. That actually didn't work out that well because Chris Wood got an assist, of course, and Richarlison did nothing for Everton. But I think going forward, Everton have got a double game week coming up. I'm confident that Richarlison over Chris Wood will be the right choice. And if not, I can maybe manoeuvre things around. Unfortunately, bringing in Saka as well, it looks like he might be injured, but I'm going to keep an eye on that. So the wildcard team, apart from that, was the same as what we said last week. And I scored a nice, big, everybody's favourite number, 69 points.
Fantastic. Yeah. How far has that shot you up then? You must be well within the top 100k now.
Yeah, it's shot me up to 51k. So,
the dream.
And just outside 50k now, we're back. We are back. I think it was my fourth green arrow in a row. Wild card success. It was four green arrows in a row after three red arrows. So I've arrested the slide, and I'm hoping now I can kick on and get to that top 50k next week, and then who knows beyond that. I think 10k might just be out of reach. I think I'm about 54 points away from the 10k. which, you know, over the course of the next few games, it's like, that means I'm going to have to get at least kind of over the average top 10K score by about 10 points each week to make up the ground. So I think it might be just out of reach. But who knows? The last 2 weeks, my game week ranks have been huge. So, you know, if I can keep up this form, who knows? But yeah, it went really well. I mean, having said that, I just had a look at my old team before wildcarding, and they would have got, with subs and people coming on and off, they would have got 62 this week. So it wouldn't have been right, bad even if I didn't wildcard. But anyway, I'm happy with it. 69 with only 10 players. So similar thing happened to me to you. I brought in De Bruyne, I captained De Bruyne. Didn't play. Thankfully, didn't come on, because then the vice captaincy handed over to Mo Salah, who of course got his goal, which was nice. So he got 14 points. Ruben Diaz didn't play. He came off for Connor Cody, who got 6, which was great on that Friday night fixture. Marcus Alonso didn't play either. So he came off for Phillips, who got who only got 2. But again, I knew that that was the risk, and that's why I set my bench up as it was. I was happy with Cody and Phillips coming off. Smith Rowe was my other bench option. And then, of course, as we found out, he was injured. So I ended up with 10 players. So to get 69 from 10 players is pretty damn good. And just the heroes, Alexander Arnold, Jesse Lingard and Kelechi Iheanacho. I said, didn't I, that West Ham Leicester game, I said there could be a lot of goals in that game. And as it was, again, West Ham came out flying 3-0 up. And again, at Leicester, a team came back from 3-0 down to pull it back to 3-2. And it was Kelechi scoring both. He took his goals brilliantly. And of course, Lingard, Messi Lingard, just absolutely dominating, isn't he?
Right. No, I'm not having that one. J-Lings has already been said too many times on this podcast. We are not having Messi Lingard.
He's dominating.
I'm sorry.
He's dominating. Oh. And then, yeah, Trent with his late goal to get a lovely 11-pointer. So really, really happy with that. Richarlison and Kane, Phillips and Mendy and Saka didn't return. So it was those three heroes that pulled me into very close to the top 50K now. Game week rank of 209,056. So really, really happy with how things are going and happy with the way my team is set up. And I think it's a pretty easy move for me this week to bring in Son for Kevin De Bruyne. That was always my plan. Obviously, Saka might be injured and Smith Rowe might be injured, but my bench is looking okay. So I think I can probably deal with that if they are both injured. I'm hoping that they're not, because chances are I might need the bench again. But with Son coming in, he's definitely going to start both games for me. I've got Kane. I'm not too worried about Ruben Diaz getting benched again. I think he's had his rest now. And hopefully Marcus Alonso, after Chelsea in the Champions League, they're more than likely going to play Chilwell. So then Alonso will play against Brighton at home. So I'm looking pretty good. I'm pretty confident. What have you got going into... Obviously, we're about to go into a double game week where Spurs are the only team to have a double this week. Who have you got from Spurs, and are you bringing anybody in? Bearing in mind how awful they were in that second half against Man United. Has the Mourinho curse finally hammered home to Spurs and struck?
So this is, unless you've got anything different, this is what I think I'd love to be our main talking point today.
Yeah.
Which is must have running players.
Okay.
Because it seems like there's a couple, and we've talked about them for a few weeks now. You and Rich both brought one of them in. Rich isn't here because we started early. But Rich is now late, so
yeah.
Should we run through Rich's team for him?
Yes, yeah, do it. Have you got it up?
Yeah, so Messi, Lingard.
This was his wild card. This was his wild card team, yeah.
And he also got 69 points. Holding got him 8 points. Koufal and Shaw. It's got Edison in goal. I think that's a really clever thing from Rich, actually. Spending money on Edison. Because of the rotation, Edison's always going to start, isn't he? So I think that's quite a clever. He's going to get those clean sheet points from Edison. Jorginho, Lingard, Jota and Salah. He put the captain's armband on Salah. And up front, he got Kane. Vidra from Burnley. What a shout from Rich. Obviously, Vidra got his goal from Chris Wood's assist. And he listened to this in the WhatsApp group because he was trying to work out Aubameyang or Lacazette, and he went for Lacazette, who seems to be the man for Arsenal with 13 points. This, by the way, is a wildcard team where he's still got Kevin De Bruyne and Golonzo on the bench as well. So I think Rich has done a really good job with that wildcard team. But yeah, I think for in terms of going forward, in terms of the must-haves for the running, Spurs, I think Harry Kane is still the man. In terms of their fixtures, you can see in the run-up to the Euros as well, Harry Kane will continue to deliver. And we said this about Kane before. Even when everybody else around him isn't playing very well, he steps up and he's still putting in shots. He's still getting chances. So I'm going to stick with Harry Kane. I'm not bothered about not having Son for the double game week for Spurs, to be perfectly honest. It seems like him and Son, is their partnership... Having said that, you can just see it, can't you? They started the season off brilliantly together. Will they end the season brilliantly together? Okay, yeah, I'm going to get Son in. I'll just change my mind completely.
Yeah, I mean, but, look, I think it's just... This is one of those weeks where you almost have to make a defensive move. I think it would be foolish this week to captain anyone other than Kane. And it would be a bit foolish not to have Kane and Son. Purely because of the ownership of them both is big. Obviously, Kane's ownership is massive and everyone's going to captain him this week. So his effective ownership is going to be like 150%, if not more. It's huge. But having said that, I was just listening to Planet FPL and Suj, the one of the presenters, was saying it's through gritted teeth that he'll be bringing in Son this week. And it's the same with me. It's through gritted teeth because Spurs, the Mourinho curse has firmly struck now. They've got a tough fixture against Everton at Goodison, which Everton could win.
Is it tough?
Well, I mean, if Everton are on their game and Spurs aren't, which they aren't at the moment, absolutely that could be 1-0 Everton. They could dig in, backs to the wall. Spurs aren't good going forward at the moment. But having, you know, Harry Kane is the man, like bearing in mind, yeah, of course, Spurs aren't not going to score goals for the rest of the season. And when they score goals, it's going to be Harry Kane. It's probably going to be Son. You know, they don't have many other options. It's not like Man United where the goals are spread or Man City where the goals are spread more around the team. It's Harry Kane, isn't it? He's the absolute man. So yeah, you've got to keep him in for the run-in. He's a captain option and he's absolutely definitely my captain this week. Like what's been great over the last few weeks is doing things slightly differently. And I was really pleased to see, actually, my wildcard squad had a template rating on Live FPL of 53%. So it was only moderately differential, whereas before that, it was like 70, 80% template, which basically means, if you're unfamiliar with that, the template is like the top 10K squads. How many players have you got that most of the top 10K squads have got? And then that's your template rating sort of thing. And doing things differently... slightly differently is working for me at the moment, which is great. But this week, I will not be doing things differently, particularly now I'm nearing that top 50K. Kane is definitely my captain, and I'm going to bring in Son, yeah. But it's a double game week. They've got two fixtures, you know.
And it could be another Southampton 9-0 defeat, well, the way Southampton are playing.
You never know, but I think there's real problems at Spurs now. There's real problems. How they played in that second half. And apparently there was interviews after the game on Spurs' social media channels after they'd been in the dressing room. And apparently Son and Roden just looked completely shell-shocked. So the dressing room's gone. It's only a matter of time before Mourinho moves on. Like, I've got no doubt he does the same thing every single club he goes to, the same thing. And it was glorious watching United turn that match around after that first half. I really, really enjoyed that one. That was Kevin Keegan. I will love it if we beat them. And then we did beat them. It was fantastic. I hate Mourinho. You
know, I mean, the thing about Mourinho, where would he go next? I know this is a quick side note here to FPL, but where on earth, if Mourinho goes, where would he go?
Is anyone crazy enough to take him now? I don't know.
Surely it's the Sky Sports studio.
Surely. Yeah, you'd be crazy to take him on. He's done the same thing at every single football club he's been at. Only now he doesn't win the trophies to go along with it. And if, you know, I'd be shocked if City don't beat Spurs in that Carabao Cup final. I will be shocked if Spurs manage to pull that off. He's lost the dressing room completely. All he does, they go 1-0 in front, and they're the worst in the league for losing points from winning positions. And it happened again against United. And don't get me wrong, United are the comeback kings this year. But they walked all over Spurs in that second half, and Spurs just lay down and took it. I mean, who buys Pierre-Emile Højbjerg and thinks that it's a good signing? I don't know. That man is toxic, right? But fantasy football-wise, I'm still going to get
honestly,
Son.
We've got to do a spin-off podcast from this, which is like No Way Jose. So it's just you ranting about all the different things you hate about Jose Mourinho.
I can't stand him.
Even though you did agree that he came across as quite a nice bloke in the Amazon Tottenham documentary.
Yeah, I don't know how. It must have been editing. But the way... how he was after the game saying Pogba should have been sent off, and then enraged by Solskjaer saying about his son not having any food. He wouldn't give his son. I love that from Ollie saying, if that was my son, I wouldn't give him any food. and Mourinho then said, well, you've got to feed your kids. It's like, oh, Jose, you're completely missing the point. Like, where do you even begin? Anyway, yeah, we're completely off track. But
okay,
having said all that, I will still be bringing in Son for the double game week.
Okay, well, in terms of my other must-haves, and these are people that I don't currently have, this is why I'm thinking about them, but is Kelechi Iheanacho going to keep scoring loads of goals? And is, Jesse, Jaylings, is everything he touched turn to gold at the moment? Like, is he a must-have, or... I mean, fixture-wise, they've got Newcastle, Chelsea, Burnley, Everton, Brighton, West Brom and Southampton. Like, West Ham are going to finish in the top four, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, with Lingard, I don't think you should overthink it. He just, like you say, everything he touches turns to gold. I don't think he'll keep this up. I don't think he'll keep up this level of consistency. So you can expect a bit of a drop off, but he's West Ham's main man, isn't he? And it didn't seem to affect them not having Antonio. I thought it would, but it didn't. They looked fantastic going forward again. He's had 10 shots in the box in the last four games. That's pretty good. That's, you know, set third best in the league. Salah's had the most with 13. Salah, by the way, is right back on top of the stats in the last four games. He's back to like peak Mo Salah. So I think he's a must have for Liverpool's fixtures. And as we saw at the weekend, he is a better option than Diogo Jota. He is. Because he'll have more shots and he'll have more chances. Yeah, Jota's clinical, but he can't keep up. No one can keep up that level of consistency in terms of finishing. So I think Salah, for me, is a much better choice than Jota. The double up is perfectly fine. I think a lot of people have gone Salah and Jota. I've gone, you know, I prefer Salah and Lingard and then a cheaper option. But because also Jota can be benched. We've got to remember the Mane, Salah, Firmino front three, Jota can get benched. So I'd rather have someone like Lingard. Iheanacho, the stats back it up. I mean, he's in his last four games, he's had 14 shots, 10 in the box, 8 shots on target, which is the best in the league. 5 big chances. He's even created 6 chances. And of course, he's scored 6 goals. So
unbelievable.
I think you've got to get him in for his price. Like, you've got to make the most of it. Leicester's fixtures are good. There's no sign that he's going to get benched now. And Vardy's off the boil a little bit. So for 5.9 million, yeah, get him in, no brainer.
I mean, just quickly looking at points here. So the last 3 weeks, Mo Salah has scored 18 points. Jesse Lingard has scored 38 points in 3 weeks. Yeah. What on earth is going on?
Yeah.
What on earth?
Yeah, he's on one of those runs.
Iheanacho 13. My God, he's got 32 in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Blimey. And before that, it was 18 points for the 2 weeks before. So this is the only game that he blanked in is against Man City for Leicester.
Mm.
Since game week 26, they played Burnley and they drew. He's got 9 points, 9 points, 17 points, that blank for 2 and 13 points. Unbelievable form.
Yeah.
And with the Leicester fixtures as well, Leicester have now got West Brom, who I mean, what's going on with West Brom? I hate to see them winning. But they've got West Brom, Crystal Palace, Southampton, Newcastle. You know, tough last three fixtures, Man United, Chelsea and Spurs. But I think you've got to pile on Leicester at the moment for those next 4 weeks anyway.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, the people that produce this podcast.
We make loads of entertainment shows like this one, but we also make informative and educational podcasts for brands. Brands who know that podcasts are the fastest growing broadcast medium in the world and who want to build their audiences online with their very own podcast.
We work with magazines, digital creators, influencers, and industry experts.
From idea development through to distribution to all of the major podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, we make making your podcast easy.
And tell us you heard this ad, and we'll produce your first episode for free.
So email hello at soundrebel.co.uk now, and we can get the ball rolling on your new podcast this week. Right, back to the episode.
This is another question then. I know we're going to get to some more must-haves. I think Trent Alexander-Arnold might be in there. But with these players and at this point in the season, in terms of hits, I know that you don't like taking hits. Do you think that in the last few weeks you can justify a few more hits if you're bringing in players who are absolutely on form, like Lingard and Iheanacho?
Yeah, it depends who you're bringing them in for. You've just got to always calculate it as, you know, if a player's injured and they're going to score you zero for that game week, then yeah, take a hit by all means, because really it's a minus two if they score 2 points. But the player or players that you bring in have got to return in order to make it viable. So who are you bringing out? Who are you taking out? What fixture have they got? Is it likely they're going to return or not? If it's not, are they going to get 2 points? If they are, that means the player you're bringing in has to score at least 6 points just to level out that hit. Obviously, okay. It depends, like with calculations, if you're calculating it as well, I'm bringing in three players for a minus four. If those three players outscore the minus four, then it's worth it. So yeah, I think towards the end of the season, if you want to get a bit aggressive and there's players like that who you think, I've got to get on this hot streak, then I don't see why not. Because yeah, if you haven't had Lingard the past few weeks, you've been missing out on big points. You know, they can be covered, you know, like for instance, this week, Lacazette scored 13, who Rich had, and Iheanacho scored 13, who Rich didn't have. So it equals it out. But that's got to happen. That's got to happen each week. Lacazette was a really good choice, I think, from Rich. And I'm starting to think, yeah, maybe I should have brought him in instead of Richarlison after that dull game yesterday, but we'll see. So yeah, I think you can justify hits, but you just got to work out if it's going to be worth it or not.
Have you got any more running must-haves to add to the list? I mean, I hated seeing him score it, but what a goal against Villa from Trent.
Yeah, I mean, he was great, and he was, again, like, looked like he was putting a lot of crosses in the box, took a free kick. Had,
you know,
that
what?
Shot at the end.
Did you watch the game?
I did,
God,
yeah, most
that
of it.
Free kick. So obviously, we both live in Liverpool. Jem's got a 12-year-old lad, Alfie, who absolutely loves Liverpool through and through. We were watching it together, and I jumped off the sofa when Trent took that free kick. My, it was close. And it was dipping beautifully. I can see him scoring a few of them before the season's out.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I guess we have to look at Stuart Dallas again after that performance against City. Was it a one-off, or is he going to continue to be an attacking threat for Leeds?
He's going to continue to be an attacking threat for Leeds.
Yeah, I think he probably
it.
Is.
Like, in terms of the eye test, anyway, he's been every week a very strong performer. Like, he's in and around the box so much, and he just suddenly appears out of nowhere. Like, that man can sprint. Like, he just finds the space, and I'm really glad I got Dallas in. Really, really glad. Even against Liverpool, I'm going to start him against Liverpool. Leeds are at home, and I can see him, you know, they've just beat Man City 2-1.
Yeah.
You know, I can see it.
Yeah, I mean, despite going down to 10 men as well, which is totally mad. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, also, like, if you can put up with a bit of rotation, John Stones still looks quite likely whenever City have a set piece to get on the end of it. I think he was close a couple of times against Leeds, and he was pushing forward a lot when they were losing. So, you know, again, you have to put up with the rotation there. You know he's not going to start every game. And City also blank, of course, in 33. Don't forget that, everybody. City and Spurs both blank in 33. I think there's a couple of other teams that do as well, but they're the main teams that blank. So make sure you haven't got more than three of those, because you're going to have to bench them, and you don't want to start the game week with only 10 players. And again, watch out for rotation that week as well, because if you've got three City and Spurs on your bench and players get rotated and don't come on, you haven't got the backups on the subs bench. I'm kind of reminding myself there as well, and with a little bit of worry, because at the moment I'm going to have Kane, Son and Diaz on the bench there for that blank game week.
That's a good point. Actually, can you go without Son? I mean, Spurs got decent fixtures when they come back. I know I'm like fixture obsessed, but...
Who else blank in 33? I think Southampton blank in 33. Spurs, City.
33 blanks. Fulham.
It's City, Fulham.
Southampton, Tottenham.
Right, okay, that's not a problem for me.
Thanks,
then that's good.
Ben Crellin.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've got to think about that as well, of course, when you're looking. Just on defenders, yeah, Trent's... best option, yeah, creating the most chances still recently. Luke Shaw, by the way, has dropped right off. He's only created 5 chances in his last 4 matches. Still playing really, really well, but not as attacking as he has been in recent weeks for United. Speaking of United, what do we think about Bruno Fernandes blanking again? I mean, I got away with it this week. He wasn't in my wildcard team. I am planning on bringing him in for game week 33 for Son. Literally, Son will just be for the double and then straight out again. And I think I'm thinking of doing, really, if I can help it for the final games of the season, is just to keep switching the premiums in and out, depending on who's got the best fixtures and depending on who the best captain choice is. So if I'm sure that De Bruyne is going to start a game for City and they've got a really good fixture, and Bruno's not got a very good fixture, for instance, I might switch them out for 1 week and then bring them back. That, of course, is obviously much easier said than done. But Bruno's dropped off, hasn't he, in terms of his goal threat?
I'm keeping Bruno, for sure. I think that, especially in the next 2 weeks, I think Burnley and Leeds, I might have said this last week, I think they're going to chop United down a little bit. And also, you know, I know that they're not going to catch City now, but it's good for United. It'd be great for United to finish in second. I feel like he's that kind of player. Like, he came in to United kind of this time last year, really, wasn't it? In terms of, obviously, he made the move, but then coronavirus happened, and he had a good end of last season, didn't he, Bruno? He came in and set the Premier League on fire.
No, don't get me wrong. He's still a great option. He's certainly not. His form certainly hasn't dropped off a cliff. I mean, he's created the second most chances in the league in the last 4 games, just behind De Bruyne, and he's had 10 shots, which is kind of probably about fourth or fifth best, but only 3 shots in the box, which his attacking output isn't perhaps as dangerous as a few other options at the moment. But yeah, I mean, he's still the man for United. I'm certainly not saying don't have him in, but there's potential.
Sorry,
there.
I'm just laughing because I remember at the start of the season, a few people had Luke Shaw in. And do you remember after the first 4 weeks, he'd played every minute of Premier League football for 4 games, but it was on no points after that defeat to Spurs, that 6-1 defeat. He had no points for weeks.
Yeah. Anyway. Very funny. Very funny.
I think United are going to do all right. I think United are going to be just fine.
Well, I mean, United, look. And obviously, I know this isn't going to happen. But if United win their game in hand over City, they're 8 points behind them. So if City mess up another 3 games, United could win the league.
Hang on, let me just look at that. 66. You're right, they are 8 points.
If they win their game in hand, they'll be 8 points behind. But, you know,
City got...
there's no way City are going to lose 3 more games. There's no way.
Mate, the mighty Aston Villa could absolutely batter them.
I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I don't know. I mean, they have got Chelsea. I suppose Chelsea's their tough fixture. And they got Everton last day of the season. Apart from that, they've got Villa, Crystal Palace, they're going to beat. Newcastle, they're going to beat. Brighton, they're going to beat.
It's not going to happen.
Let's give it a solid maybe.
But yeah, in terms of United, like a real outside differential pick could be Mason Greenwood. I called it last week. And he came on and changed the game against Spurs. That cross for Cavani and then his finishing seems to be right back on point. The problem is he might not start every game. If you knew he was nailed... But Rashford's got a lot of injury trouble and Greenwood is better on that right side. He's definitely United's best option on that right side of the attack. So, hey, look, if you're struggling, you're a bit behind the pack and you've got 7 million spare, why not give Mason Greenwood a go? Because I think he's going to have a really strong end to the season. Just very, very quickly, any interest in Mateus Pereira at West Brom?
No. I did look at West Brom and I was actually looking at Callum Robinson because he was on a pretty good streak. But West Brom have not got a good end. They've got Bear With. So they've now got Leicester next, the mighty Aston Villa at Villa Park, and we're going to smash them. Then they've got Wolves, so two derbies on the bounce. Arsenal, Liverpool, West Ham and Leeds. They're going to get beaten a lot.
They're scrapping for their lives though, aren't they? And suddenly
they're not. No, West Brom, they won't. I mean, I know I'm biased because I obviously don't like the Baggies at all.
So you still think they'll go down?
Don't mind Wolves. I think the Baggies are going down, yeah. Yeah.
Newcastle's...
Boing, boing, see you later.
Newcastle's win was really, really vital for them, wasn't it? That 2-1 win. So, yeah, I mean, potentially.
They've got a game in hand on Fulham. But I can't, I don't know, I think I can see, in terms of kind of the points difference, you've got the Baggies are currently on 24 points with 31 games played. Then in 15th, it's Brighton with 33. But you've got 33 for Brighton, Burnley 33, Newcastle 32, Fulham 26, Baggies 24, Sheffield United obviously down. No, they're not surviving.
Okay. Another just little differential option before we go, Kai Havertz at Chelsea.
Wow, he got a goal, didn't he? Was it a goal and an assist or just a goal?
Yeah, I think he got a goal and an assist.
I think that Chelsea, they had that blip. I think Chelsea are strong. And actually, I wish I had more Chelsea assets. I don't have any Chelsea players at the moment, actually. And I wish I had more. Again, I don't know. I think I want to... I've been so annoyed. Like, when you've got five... Well, I say five players that didn't start. How many did I have in the end that didn't actually start in my squad? This is not just a starting team. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, if you count the goalkeeper, McCarthy.
Wow.
Like, when you... Like, I just don't want players who might not start. I think that between now and the end of the season, every point counts.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. So, transfers and captains for this week.
I'm going to transfer my whole team out and just replace it completely and take a minus 36. I think that I've got to bring in... I'm going to take a hit. I've got to bring in Jesse Lingard. I've got to bring in Iheanacho. And it's got to be Kane, without a shout. Having said that, I might bring in Son because I still do have my free hit to play, which I might play in that blank. I might bring in Son.
You've still got bench boost as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I just hate that chip.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why you have to get it out of the way as early as possible. It's horrible trying to plan for it, though. I completely agree. It's a horrible chip, but it is the best. It's the best chance of points. Yeah, I'll be bringing in Son for De Bruyne, playing it safe and simple this week. Son in for De Bruyne and Captain Kane.
Well, nice to see you. Hope Rich is all right.
You too, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
checking on him.
Hope everyone's okay.
You're right, love. Yeah. Did we say something? He's had a good week as well.
I know.
Great week.
I know. Anyway, yeah.
Tell us what you think. Let us know what you think of the episode, Rich. If you could leave us a review, Rich, on Apple Podcasts, that would be great. You can tweet us at TripleCaptain3, Rich. Anything else? What else do we say?
Good luck, everybody, and good luck. Good luck, Rich. Wonder what you're doing
good
this
luck,
game
Rich.
Week.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Dilemmas with Jess Ellis.
Hi, my name's Jess, and you may remember me from playing Tegan Lomax in Hollyoaks for 5 years. Until I got unfortunately squashed to death by a tree and was left with a dilemma about what I should do with my life next. Well, this is it, my podcast, Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. Basically, in an Instagram world where everyone looks like they've got their shit together, we prove that they haven't by talking through your real life problems with celebrity guests every week. We've had Duncan from Blue come on the podcast, Mandip Gill from Doctor Who, Gabby Allen from Love Island, Jake Quickenden, Kieran Richardson, and loads more. And we've got loads more celebs lined up, ready to jump in and solve your headaches, no matter how big or small they are. We'd love you to send us your dilemmas. And of course, if you ask us to, we'll keep them completely anonymous. Just slide in our DMs on Instagram or Twitter at Dilemmas Jess. And that's it. If you're as nosy as I am, give Dilemmas with Jess Ellis a listen. And don't forget, nobody's got the shit together. And you are doing just fine.
Dilemmas with Jess Ellis from Sound Rebel.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.